Today on VFN TV, a coach at Bremerton High School suspended for praying with the players after school. Ben Watson with the New Orleans Saints giving us great wisdom for these racial tensions that are taking place. He's got great wisdom to be able to share with us, including we're going to be talking about how they're working now on a global identification card. Is this the end time economy? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Molech, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're so glad that you joined us today. Could you believe that a high school coach that prayed to the Lord with on the football field after the school was hours was over, after the ball game, just thanking God, and players began to join him over the years, that he has now been suspended for praying? They told him they would put him in a closet. They told him he could do it somewhere out of sight, but he could not pray publicly. Yeah, this is where we're at. This is the day that we're in. It says in the Constitution that nobody can make any laws concerning your religion, and that's what's taking place. Let's take a look right now in Bermington High School. Take a look at this.
It's really sad that it's come to this.
A coach sidelined for praying on the field is forced to watch from the stands.
I never wanted any legal stuff. I didn't want any problems.
And everyone wanted to know if he would pray again tonight.
It had the makings of a separation of church and state showdown with a high school football game as a backdrop.
The school district had suspended Coach Joe Kennedy for his postgame prayers, but tonight he showed up anyway. Como's Joel Marino was with the coach through the game and after. He's live in Bremerton with the latest. Joel?
Yeah, Mary and Eric, in the end, Coach Kennedy did not take a knee at midfield after the game, but he found a way to pray anyway. On a night meant to celebrate the seniors and their final game at home, so much attention ended up on assistant coach Joe Kennedy, who the district placed on paid leave.
It's really sad that it's come to this.
Kennedy has a post-game tradition of taking a knee on the 50-yard line and saying a few words of thanks. The Bremerton School District ordered him to stop, fearing it violated the Constitution by openly praying with students. Kennedy continued his displays of religion, though he started doing it silently and by himself.
When they start taking my rights away to that I can't pray in public, it becomes a whole different thing.
Kennedy spent the night in the stands instead of the sidelines. His supporters embraced him at every turn, and parents spoke out on his behalf.
No one should be required to, but if we have the freedom to, we should be allowed to pray.
The Bremerton School District says it goes against students' constitutional rights for a district employee to initiate prayers with students. If they allowed Kennedy to continue, they'd have to do the same for everyone, an argument made by the Satanic Temple of Seattle, who showed up but never entered the stadium.
Does it open up to a free-for-all? Sure, but we have freedom of religion in this country.
Take it all the way down!
In the end, the Bremertonites took the game with a last-second touchdown. Players made their way to the stands to include Kennedy in the celebrations. When it was all said and done,
yes, Lord, Heavenly Father.
Kennedy and a small group went to their knees to pray.
I'm willing to take this as far as to go to defend the rights of the Constitution, you know, till the end. If it comes back one way or another, I fought the good fight.
Well, Kennedy's lawyers are moving forward with a discrimination lawsuit arguing that Kennedy's constitutional rights are being violated. The district had no comment tonight. Live here in Bremerton, Joel Marino, Como News.
Make sure you join us in our next program, too, because we're going to be talking about the Constitution and how important it is. Vassar University allegedly is shredding the Constitution for students who proclaim they're offended by the Constitution. We have it on allegedly on investigative video. It's crazy what's taking place. But it makes me think of this. And if you haven't yet gone to see Woodlawn, the movie Woodlawn, or got it by DVD, you need to get it because this is a true story back in 1973, and it was prayer. It was God that began to heal our nation in Birmingham, Northern Alabama, with the racial tensions that were going on. And I want you to see right now, this is a movie trailer for it. But this, I'm telling you, this is a true story. It will touch your heart, but also show you the importance of being able to pray. It's interesting, too. It was a football coach, and it was a football team that began to change this nation, at least the city of Birmingham, in a powerful way. Watch this.
Jesus says to love our enemies. We have to love those that oppose us. If you only love those that love you back, what kind of love is that?
There's something special about you. I can see it. You have a gift, and you have to decide what you want to do with it.
I can't. I mean, I play for a team that doesn't even want me. Anybody like me?
I'd like to have a meeting with your football team. I've seen things all over the country.
Well, you and I can see them here.
Do something about this.
It's not my fault, Owen. Trying to coach football.
He's bigger than football.
What would you say if I told you it doesn't have to be this way? What would you be prepared to do? I'm asking you right now to stand up and make a decision to change, to forgive, to be forgiven. That's how much God loves you.
What just happened?
Look at me. Win or lose, you're my son.
The good book says, without a vision, the people perish. I say, go give it to them.
How many black players you got?
Not nearly enough.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? Cowards, and you ain't.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win on this day, they will!
They call him Touchdown Tony Nathan. He's homegrown right in Birmingham.
This is your moment. This is your time. So you go and take it. You go and take it.
This is what happens when God shows up.
This is so important. It is a lesson that we need to learn that they learned in 1973 at Woodlawn. Join us after the break. We're going to have Ben Watson of the New Orleans Saints speaking about these racial tensions and great wisdom from this man of God. It's a powerful thing. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN-TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN-TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this, that all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed. And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be.
And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has, mm-hmm. because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John.
Yes.
You know, you see so many people for years when you're trying to encourage them. You know, you need to pray. You need to talk to the Lord. You need to
They'll
they'll show you in a moment. There you are. I knew you was going to come on TV.
I'm here.
You really are here.
I'm here.
You're not a fig Newton of anybody's imagination.
No.
So, I mean, who would ever thought the day that people chose not to pray? They chose not to read the Word.
Right.
81% of Americans, according to George Barna, who are Christians, don't even pick up their Bible at all. Mm. There was people protesting against the Ten Commandments, but if you would have interviewed them, to protesting against the taking down of the Ten Commandments, the removal of them, but if you interviewed them and asked them what were the Ten Commandments, they couldn't tell you they were.
Oh, no.
And although men might have not known that, God knows that, you know, it's just empty, flattering words.
Sure.
And now, you know, it's like, okay, if you're not going to pray, I'm not going to let you pray. Mm. You know, if you're not going to read the Word, I'm going to take the Word from you.
Wow.
I'm going to make it illegal to put Scripture, like they tried to sue the young cheerleader team in Texas for putting Scripture on their
signs, on
their
banners,
signs.
Yeah.
But this movie, Woodlawn, it's a documentation, really, of 1973, what took place. And
wow.
It's so encouraging. First of all, if you are a teenager, you can understand. Stop waiting on all of us adults to do something.
That's right.
And we will actually work with you mm-hmm. at VFN TV. We will do this together. As a matter of fact, we have interns here that are your age that are running this program, doing these different things. And as a matter of fact, we just had a graduating class.
Yes, we did.
With Internships Basic. And it was amazing to see what they accomplished during that time. And maybe, you know, if you've seen that movie Woodlawn, you need to see the involvement you need to have. You can actually be activated today. We will work with you as a disciple, as someone that wants to be activated. You're intelligent now. Why wait and just ponder and play games until you're 18 years old? Why not
18?
Get busy now? Azusa Street Revival.
That's right.
It was people in their teens that God used. You look at Israel going into the Promised Land. They waited for the older people to die off so the younger people could go in.
That's
because the older people had all these excuses why they didn't want to go in. The young people went in. And it's always young people being used. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear them. They shared their testimonies a little bit about what internship was like for them. As a matter of fact, maybe this is you. Listen to them now.
Join us as the VFN interns all share about their experiences in the VFN internship and how it impacted their lives and changed them into the people they are today.
Starting internship was pretty scary because I didn't know anything. And with me, not knowing how to do something is hard. And I had to learn that being perfect is not going to happen. And doing everything right the first time isn't going to happen either. So just understanding my limitations and just trusting in God to pull me through it instead of trusting in myself was a huge thing. And I think anybody with a complex that makes them think that they have to do everything super good will really benefit from this experience.
Wow, I really did learn a lot in this internship. Not only through cameras, through editing, and through just time coding, journaling, all this type of stuff. I also learned how to really walk my spiritual life. Not just reading just to read, but to actually look at who you're talking to, who you're praying to, and really understand what he does and what he's all about. And it really does teach you how to be a disciple. The whole thing was about being a disciple, not just doing things for God, but being a disciple and training others to be a disciple. And I encourage anyone who does want to do the internship to really do it, because it will really help your walk with God, and plus you're doing something for the God's kingdom.
Well, what I learned in this internship was amazing. I mean, not only did I learn how to direct and do everything, just I can't even tell you the stuff that I did. It's just, there's so many things that you learn in this internship. It's kind of overwhelming at first, but you know, through doing the internship, you gain more of a, you gain a lot of character. You get, you know, more responsible with what you're doing. And I would encourage anybody who's doing it or wants to do it, I encourage you to do it, because it builds on your spiritual life and everything that you're doing. But yeah, I would encourage you to do the same.
I really learned a lot in the internship program, not just in media-wise and educational-wise, but also in a spiritual and having a really more stronger relationship with the Lord. And just the things that I've been taught here, having character and integrity, and the maturity in my life was so different than when I started the internship. I was like so immature then, and then just to see me now as the internship is ending, just how to see that I'm growing more mature and becoming a young man. And I really encourage anybody that wants to do this internship program. It's going to move you so much in spiritually and educational-wise, and you'll get a good relationship with the Lord.
Going through the VFN internship has been an amazing experience, and it's sad to say that it's almost over, but it's been really, really encouraging. And it's really awesome because I've learned so much about cameras and media and things that will help me as I venture out into doing like God's work and things like that. And starting with the Emmaus Road discipleship, just being really good to start with, because it really leads the way for everything else. And if you're interested in internships and doing the work of God, this is definitely for you. So pray about it and ask God and join.
I learned so much during this internship. I mean, it's just hard to explain. Like, I learned how to edit. I learned how to time code. I learned how to produce, direct it. And I even learned how to work the cameras so people can watch it from the VFN TV. And also, not only that, but I just grew so more deeply in my relationship with God that I'm very grateful for the VFN internship. And I'm so much more mature. And I would encourage you that if God is like impressing on you to do the internship, you should do it, definitely, because it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me in my life, and I think it will be for you too.
For more information on the VFN internship, visit us at vfntv.com/contact us. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
That is so awesome. Wow. Maybe that's for you. I mean, think about it. You're highly intelligent. You're burning off all your energy on things that are not even real, you know, games and virtual games and all that. Life is exciting. There's a lot of adventure in it. Maybe the VFN internship's for you. Go to VFNTV.com, go to contacts, and just let us know. Communicate with us or call us at 844-40-VFNTV. When we get back, you're going to hear Ben Watson with the New Orleans Saints just unfold great wisdom from the Lord. It's amazing.
Wow, awesome.
About these racial tensions that are taking place. As a matter of fact, join us after the break.
Thank you for watching VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. LIGHT.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am pastor of a home church, and we have not filled out the paperwork to get a federal ID tax number. The question is, can the people who donate to our church deduct that from their taxes?
Churches are automatically tax exempt under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 508. I'm not sure whether you need an ID number or not, but I wouldn't be too concerned about getting an ID number if, in fact, it's required. But what is important for you to know is that you're automatically tax exempt as a church. If it's a legitimate church activity and a legitimate church structure, you have services, you have worship, you have baptisms, you have communion, these kind of things that make it a legitimate church organization, you're automatically tax exempt. That means the donations made by your contributors, members of the congregation, are automatically tax deductible.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day. We're 24/7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Ben Watson, an amazing, you know, I've seen his interviews. I haven't met him personally, but I would like to have you, Ben. We need you on VFN TV. As a matter of fact, you know, I'll come to New Orleans to interview you because it's the wisdom that you have. But all these racial tensions and, you know, all these things that are taking place in America right now, and it seems like everybody that's supposed to be helping us get through this is actually hindering
any kind of unity at all.
That's happening, isn't it?
You know, Dr. King says, you know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can do that. Anytime, you know, someone wants to get you caught up in, on some sort of issue or some sort of cause, you know, make sure you go back to the Word of God and say, what cause did Jesus stand up for?
Mm.
What signs did he carry? What marches was he in? And Dr. King set an example. He was in a love march. He was in a constitutional, biblically sound march that says everybody's human beings.
That's,
you know,
right.
We need to love and treat everybody equally. But all these tensions that have been going on since Ferguson, and just, you know, and there's things happening that's really happening too, that it's like, is God giving us over because we won't deal with this thing? I don't know. But listen to Ben Watson with the New Orleans Saints. He'll bless your heart. Got some great wisdom. Let's watch now.
Football is historically a game of opposition and struggle, a snapshot of life, often reflecting the larger culture, and with it, issues of racism.
The amazing thing about a football team is we can disagree and fight like brothers, but then we come back together. We are able to be open and honest about things that may offend us, a great opportunity to get past what somebody looks like. And then we leave there and kind of go back into the real world and have to deal with these different issues.
Benjamin Watson and his New Orleans Saints lost in a Monday night game in November of 2014. He then went home and watched the aftermath of a grand jury's decision to acquit the white police officer who fatally shot a black teen. Violence ensued.
You just have a hard time grasping, what do I really feel? Where do I fit in that? So something this big that has such buildup and is so intense and so loaded, historically, there's so many layers of emotion. White people think one thing and black people think the other thing about the same event. And we automatically, before we really know what happened, kind of pick our sides.
The following day, the 11-year NFL veteran conveyed his feelings through a Facebook post that went viral. Applauded for standing transparent and objective, Benjamin was in demand for new shows and articles.
What are they most responding to?
Honestly, I had teammates, black, white, coaches, people of all walks of life say, you know what, that's how I felt, but I just couldn't put it into words.
12 words that continue to resonate loudly. For Benjamin, 3 that feel most deeply.
I was angry. As a black American, there is a history of injustice from my grandfather and my father and my great-grandfather towards blacks in this country. You see something happen like this, you automatically bring back the history and in many cases the presence, and you see things through that lens. So as a black man, I carry that. But secondly, after the anger, I had some introspection. Am I any better than the white people I point the finger at if I'm coming into this with preconceived notions about what happened when I don't really know what happened? Is that right of me to do? Is that what God would have me to do? Well, you're no better than anybody else who's prejudiced if you're holding those same feelings towards someone else. And I think that this event kind of brought that out. Lastly, I would say I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged because the gospel gives us hope. Christ changes who we are on the inside and transforms our heart so that we can love other people that don't look like us. And I'm encouraged because I see progress in this country racially. And it's foolish for us to say that there's been no progress. 150 years, whatever, since slavery ended. A lot of those feelings are still fresh, but we've made tremendous progress.
While making a career inside NFL sidelines like these, Ben also showed strength and finesse in his 12-paragraph post, building to a bold bottom line, a game changer, calling out racial divide as something more than skin deep.
The skin is a very small part of who we are. Under a microscope, your skin is the same, it's just the amount of melanin. Racism is simply a symptom of sin. And sin is the foundation. Sin is something that we're all born with. So I have the propensity to be racist, to be prejudiced, to hate other people. I have a propensity to do all those things. So I think the response was so great because I'm saying that, look, I need the blood of Christ too.
How do you think hatred is broken?
Hatred is broken by love, and love is an action. Reaching out to people of other races, even if it's not comfortable, and it's also through forgiveness, and there's a lot of freedom in that. Unforgiveness really holds you, really punishes the one who's not forgiving. As a black man, I can't grow. As a black community, we can't grow until we're able to forgive. Now, it doesn't mean that what the other people did was right, but it doesn't mean you can't forgive.
What do you think is most misunderstood about our black community?
That we are not all the same. And I feel like sometimes we are painted with a large brush, and it's usually negative. We don't want to be suspected of doing something wrong. As a black man, I feel like you are constantly trying to prove that you are not what you think people expect you are. And that's a tough burden to carry.
A burden Ben and his wife, Kirsten, want to ease for their four young children as they grow up.
If you talk to any black person, they're gonna have an experience of when they found out that they were black. Because you don't know for a little while, you know, you're just living, you're a kid. And then it's the separation. We teach them the importance of caring for and loving people individually. And that their worth as a person is in who God sees them, and not in how somebody else views them. So they understand their true identity, so that when that time comes, and it will come, when they understand that they're a minority and what all that stuff means, they'll be able to weather the storm.
Benjamin, the husband, dad, minister's son, and NFL teammate, believes the church has an opportunity and responsibility.
We need to reconcile in the church, because we're the ones that should understand it. We're the ones that have been saved by grace. We're the ones that understand what it means to love unconditionally. We're the ones who understand forgiveness, that people were created in God's image. And we're the ones that are supposed to demonstrate that to the world.
In his book entitled Under Our Skin, the tight end writes with hope toward acceptance and redemptive restoration.
I know who I am because of him. I'm sinful and I needed a savior, and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. But we should reach across racial lines, that we see people, see their soul and not just their flesh. But Jesus teaches that I will transform your heart. Where is your heart? Can you forgive because your heart has been changed?
Excellent job. I encourage you, if you haven't yet gone to civilchristianity.org, we have a 10 commitment pledge that's the same pledge, basically, just a little updated, that Dr. King had people sign that wanted to walk together for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And you can find it and sign it. And we're not going to share your information with others, but we want to be able to get with like-minded people who are like Ben Watson to understand that we all need the blood. And that no matter where you are in life, understand that the enemy's going to make you feel less than. And then he'll feed into it with a dark culture. Even the Samaritan woman, you know, that she was rejected because of who she was. Mm-hmm. And since she had to fight all that, those things going on. But the thing that really, I mean, it doesn't shock me anymore, but I was watching the refugees come out of Libya, and they were coming into Europe. And it's tragic what ISIS was doing and all these things are happening. They're trying to get to a place. And they were interviewing, John, the Africans that were coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a camera on one man. And this is not an African-American. This is an African man, a beautiful family and all mm-hmm. that. And the statement he said just broke my heart, because he said, we're people too.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, like, of course you are. Who told? But ISIS was just, you know, racist and all that religious jargon and the hatred. No matter where you are in this earth, there's sinful people. And, you know, enemy can get you to latch it into this or latch it into that. But the truth is, you know, outside of God, everybody feels less than.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only in Christ do we begin to get healed and begin to feel, you know, accepted by God. And a lost society will really never accept you. They'll accept you if it benefits them somehow.
That's right.
But it just broke my heart. I'm thinking, like, of course you're important. But I'm thinking that coming out of being forced as a refugee, losing your home and everything, possibly losing family members to death, escaping, and of all the things they could have said instead of saying, help me, I see you as a human being, he said, we're people too.
Mm.
I'm people too. And I'm like, of course you are. Now the church, we need to let everybody know they're created in the image and the likeness of God, that God loves them, God's got a plan for their life. We should be the most beautiful, diverse bouquet of God's creation that you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Together. And but yet at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, mm-hmm. it's reported that it's the most segregated hour at all. I think a lot has to do with this now. Our culture is feeding into it because people are pretty much isolated from people.
In general.
You know,
right.
In general. I had a neighbor asked me for something, right? I'm like, okay, I'm going to do the neighborly thing. I'm going to go to the particular neighbor's house and give him this particular thing that Pat worked with me to give this thing.
Right.
And I'm knocking on the door.
Just put it in the mailbox?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, nobody's used to talking.
Yeah.
They're used to communicating through text or email or on the fly. And part of getting past prejudice is getting to know me. It's like Sidney Poitier did years ago in a movie, you know, Guess Who's Coming Home for Dinner.
Right.
And when you start eating together and spending time together, so you got two things. This culture today is like everybody's isolated, period. I mean, if you're all the same family, family members are isolated from each other. It's like, I don't have time. I'm in my own little zone or whatever. You have coworkers that are isolated. You have church members who supposedly gather together, but they don't know anything about each other. They don't eat together. You know, the VFN family, we seek to eat together. And obviously, John and I eat together. But it's so important. Jesus ate together. They called Jesus a glutton because he actually... They accused him of eating too much.
Often, right?
Yeah, and they called him a drunkard because they thought he drunk too much. And they called him a sinner because he hung with sinners. And they called him Satan. I mean, it's just like, are we going to want the approval of the culture or do we want the approval of God? And God is into people. And so the one way you begin to get past wrong mindsets is to start spending time with the thing that you think is a certain way. For example, if you have a fear of flying, they just say fly.
Hmm.
That's the only, you know, you go to some therapist or whatever, you know, and, you know, John spent all that money.
No. I'm broke.
No, he didn't. And with that, they just eventually tell you fly. And you just got to begin to get out and meet people and understand too, just because they say, I don't have time for you, it doesn't mean they hate you because they're a racist. They're just probably narcissistic, selfish, and focused on their own lives.
Hello.
And it's not that they don't care about your race. They don't care about you at all, right?
That's right.
That's the reason why they said.
Absolutely.
They don't even care about me.
No.
I'm like.
Big thing is exercising courage. You know, courage is not the absence of fear. It's moving in spite of it. And we just got to get out of those closets that even the world has created a system that's allowed us to, like you said, be compartmentalized and not reach across the aisle, reach across the street, reach across the desk. And it's time to do that. And I find that when one person breaks that barrier,
right.
It's like a domino effect. It begins to encourage others to do the same. So maybe that's you. Maybe you're that person that needs to step out first in your workplace, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community, and watch what happens. It's going to be something beautiful.
Okay, bring some Spanish rice. I'll eat some of your Spanish rice.
You eat a lot of Spanish rice.
I don't eat no Spanish rice.
When I've taken you out,
that's true. You showed me that picture.
Yes.
I can't believe you got a picture
of
that.
In fact, we do have a picture of him. Maybe
let's
we can
move
make
on.
That available.
We have an offer available. Wow. We're going to go right here. We got an offer for you. And the Lord said, eat whatever's put in front of you.
And you did well.
You got to quit.
You obeyed the scriptures, I tell you.
You start working out, and all you're hearing about is weight and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
I want you to hear about this offer we have for you. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about a global identification card. Take a look. You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particular mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, they're rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, which you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning, Are You Ready? It's offered $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today, and also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you, and it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect. But the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light. And it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
It's very short.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at vfntv.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at vfntv.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to vfntv.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Make sure you catch our next program because we're going to be talking about this global identification card that's happening right now. It's happened mm-hmm. in India. India started in 2012. And now with the new refugee crisis, George Soros is reportedly using this whole thing to be able to give every individual a biometric, which means based off your body, identification card. And our own president signed it just in September in the UN. Wow. So by 2030, everybody on the earth will have a global ID.
Amazing. It was okay to tag animals. Now we're finding out that humans are being tagged.
Yes. And so we'll actually show you it being done in India 2012. It was 200,000 people, 200 million at that time. But now that based on those numbers, it's around 800 million, if not more, because it's sort of like exponential. And you have these refugees that are going from country to country. And, you know, one country, they're this name. The next country, they're that name with no ID. But they're actually doing this. They're creating that tension. That's what you're thinking. Why would you allow this to happen? Unless you wanted a global ID card, an economic system. And it sounds, and the economy is the end time reality. Workers of the World Unite, that you're hearing from Bill Ayers and all this stuff. We'll talk about that because it boils down to, you know, whoever controls the money controls the vision. And that's what's going on in the context of that. I want to encourage you, you know, as a Christian, and you know, that's who we're always talking to, the Christians and people who are being drawn to the Lord and those that maybe you've gone astray and God's calling you back. That, you know, the last thing, if you look at history, and we have several programs on this, but if you look at history, we have some great also messages in the partners area on this as well. You know, all that's available to everybody who partners. But the history of America was people who claimed to be Christians were showing up, and they even had a scene of this in Woodlawn, and they would put a cross in someone's yard, and they would catch it on fire, and they would dance around in white sheets calling themselves Christians.
Yeah.
Burning the emblem of God's love in front of their house, saying, you know, God doesn't love you. So, you know, like, and think about it, they're burning the cross. And so we have to disassociate ourselves from that. You got to first acknowledge that reality that happened. And it's not too long ago. You know, when you see this young man portrayed in Woodlawn, and you see his younger brother in 1973 who gets a brick thrown through his window that tells his brother to quit playing for the Woodlawn High School football team because he's African-American. That boy, that his little brother that saw that brick come through the window, then he looked outside and saw his brother's jersey burning over a cross saying, get him to quit playing football. That's who's actually 47 years old today that's handling your Social Security office. That's actually who your teacher is that's in their late 40s. That's who the police officer is. This is not long-fetched. Yeah. This is like very recent. And so that's seared in a lot of people's memory of that reality. Now, that's the culture. Now, God tells us as the church not to be conformed to the patterns of this world, to this culture. As the church, we can say, you know, God is love. If you don't love your brother, you're a liar if you say you know God.
That's right.
And so you can say, if somebody's hating and burning crosses.
That's an obvious.
And dancing around in sheets, you know, that ain't Jesus. But that was betrayed as him. So we have to say it was wrong, and it's a sin, and it needs to be, you know, dealt with in the context of that. But also you're looking at any particular person that begins to proclaim another Jesus. Paul said, if anybody preaches you to another Jesus, you know, that you know, confront it, you know, talk about it. Not necessarily try to change the world, but let the people of God know and the people that are being drawn to the Lord, like, that ain't Jesus. That's another Jesus. And they'll even come, he said, even as, you know, servants of righteousness, that they will, you know.
Angels of light.
And so good works and doing good things does not necessarily mean that that's God empowered.
Yeah.
And the big thing you ask, the same thing Jesus asked, was, who do they say I am?
Mm-hmm. And who is Jesus to you?
Right. And so imagine here, you know, life's dramatic enough when you're growing up, but you're proud of your brother. He's playing football, and all of a sudden a brick goes through the window when you're playing with your little cars and stuff innocently, and you're just shocked all of a sudden, and it says, I hate you, quit, do whatever. And then you look out the window, and you watch your brother's jersey, who you're so proud of, being burned, and you watch these white guys get in their cars, grown adults, and take off. You know, and the trauma that that family had felt, where these are the people today that are in their late 40s. These are the people that are in their early 50s. This is not 10,000 years ago. This is moments ago. And that's why you're seeing, I believe, that the church has to rise up and begin to deal with these issues. T.D. Jakes says he believes that the world's trying to resolve something that only the church can resolve. And so we have to get involved in that. And the King Center, they're talking about it as well. But you can go to civilchristianity.org, sign that 10 commitment pledge, and say, you know what? I want to walk the way Dr. King walked. I want to be one that walks rightly before the Lord, constitutionally sound, biblically correct. I want God to use me in this day. Go to civilchristianity.org. I want to pray for you. And remember, please pray for us.
Yes.
We need your prayers. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for those that have gone before us. God, I thank you for those that have made this movie, Father God. Woodlawn, Lord, that you would encourage them. Father God, I pray for this coach, Lord, that's up here in this high school that's getting got suspended because he prayed. We thank you for Ben Watson, God. We pray that we would give platforms to these men and these women who are standing up in love, Lord God, and shining the light. God, I pray right now for each of our audience members, Lord God, that they would be light in the midst of this darkness, that they would understand that uniting, you're all about bringing us together in Lord. Father God, that the racial divisions in the church would be divided, and our comfort zones and our self-focus, Lord, help us to get out of our comfort zones and begin to relate and commit to a relationship with other people, Father God, that you would be pleased of, Father God. We ask for this, Father God, in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you to end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, in Jesus' name. Thanks for joining us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.